I'm here with Joe Ritchie, a lifelong resident of Saratoga Sites. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Can you start by sharing a few sentences about yourself that you think are important for someone to know?
I would just say that I've been, you know, advocating for other people other than myself for, you know, a long time. I'm still a young person, you know, being 19, but I've always found that advocating for others and doing what's right is always the best thing that someone can do. I always live by the motto, treat others as you wish to be treated.
And then if someone is unfamiliar with Norlite, what is one or two things that you think is important for them to know about the plant?
Sure. I would say one important thing to know about the plant is that they're located roughly 500 yards from a public housing facility, and they burn approximately 400 plus chemicals at that facility for various reasons. They were an aggregate company that makes stuff to make cement and stuff like that, but predominantly they do a lot of toxic waste burning, a lot of hazardous waste burning at the facility, less than 500 yards from where people live. So I think that's one of the couple things that I would like people to know.
And can you talk about some of the effects that burning these chemicals have?
Sure. So one in particular that we learned over February was the AFFF, and that they've allegedly stopped burning so far, but they've burned it for 2 years, is that it can cause a variety of symptoms, from problems with the digestive system to liver issues to thyroid issues to various cancers. Again, burning is from where, you know, babies and children live 500 yards, where kids play on their tricycles. And, you know, and other ones is just these acute breathing issues or acute lung issues with all the other chemicals that they burn. You know, sometimes when I get my mail, I have to cover my mouth when they're burning consistently. They haven't been burning consistently now because I think we've been on their case. But it causes a lot of breathing issues, a lot of lung issues, and people are developing asthma now that wouldn't otherwise have developed it.
And when did you learn about Norlite, and when did you decide that you wanted to start becoming involved in activism surrounding the plant?
Well, for me, I've always known about Norlite and what they've done. You know, I've lived there for 19 years. So I've always been aware of what they've been doing. But I would think this year was really the last straw for me, was the burning of the AFFF contaminants. Because we learned in Hoosick Falls that PFOA contamination is not good. And I don't want that for my community. And I don't want anything to continue that for my community. So I think this year I met a bunch of really awesome people and a lot of awesome organizations. And I'm really excited to see what we can do and what we will be doing in the future.
Yeah. And going into a little bit more about that work, can you talk about the Norlite Town Hall that's happening on Monday and why you think it's important?
Sure. So I think, you know, it's important that people come out to the Norlite Town Hall. It's basically to discuss what's happening with Norlite. You know, what are some of the effects? What are the local officials doing? What are the state officials doing on this issue? And basically, how are the residents feeling that live directly in the shadows of Norlite? How are they feeling? And what are the experiences of living by an incinerator? Because I think it's important to note that people live next to this thing. We're neighbors. I mean, Norlite is my neighbor. Someone asks me, oh, who's your neighbor? Norlite. Because that's the truth. So, they're as close as a next door neighbor would be. So I think it's important that people come out if they care about human rights, if they care about the environment, if they care about the community, because it doesn't affect the host Newark, it affects Troy and everything else downwind, possibly 20 to 30 miles downwind. So I think everybody's involved in this.
And who are a few of the people that are going to be at the town hall?
So yeah, some of the people that are going to be at the town hall will be me, will be the mayor of Cohoes, and, you know, some people who actually know the facts, some scientists, because I think that's really important to get the experts in to really understand the issues and to really explain, you know, what does this chemical do if it's ingested or if it's breathed? And so we don't have just officials, like elected officials, saying, oh, well, it's okay, when it's really not. So I think it's important to get the experts in and to really talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. And you've already talked about this a little bit, but can you expand more on how living so close to Norlite has affected you and your community?
Sure. So, living next to Norlite for me has been a challenge. I haven't had that much pride in where I live because of how dirty everything gets. And we clean our house religiously, and it is incredible to see the amount of soot that builds up on the windowsills. And I say soot because it is soot. But in the summertime, when there's kids playing in the playground, you can see these clouds of dust and particulate coming from Norlite. And it's just like it's almost like a dust storm sometimes. And it's horrible. When it rains, sometimes after it rains, you can see on your windshields like this black, it almost looks like mud, but it's not. It's just this black rain that comes down. The kids can't enjoy the winter because when it snows, 2 to 4 days later, there's a black film all across the snow. And that really says something. And the snow smells, and the snow isn't desirable. If you go uptown, the snow's all white. But if you come over where we live, the snow's black. And it's not fair for people. People develop breathing conditions. People have allegedly died young who've lived closer to Norlite. People have had their families ruined because of these issues, because people want to make money over considering people's health. And I think that's important to note is that there are people living here, not just the residents of Saratoga Heights. There's homeowners right across the street. There's more apartment buildings. There's people. There's a hot dog Charlie's where people eat. There's a sausage factory right next to it. So, I mean, all sectors of the economic spectrum are being affected. It's not just lower income, it's the high income, it's everybody. Everyone's affected, and I think people really need to know that. The smell that happens sometimes is unbearable. Sometimes during the meal, you have to cover your mouth. And my mom even once started gagging because it was so horrible. It's not justifiable that Norlite is there, and it's unjustifiable that people are allowed to live near this facility. That has been a major failure on local official parts and other regulatory bodies. It is unacceptable that this has to happen anymore.
For people that are maybe just learning about Norlite and some of the effects that it's having on the community, what would you say to them? Are there ways for them to get involved?
Sure. I mean, there's a ton of ways to get involved. You could contact the Sanctuary for Independent Media. That's a great starting point. You could also contact me. My email is jrritchi@syr.edu, and I can connect you to some people who really know information on these issues and can really inform you so you can make a correct decision if you want to get involved or not. Because I would say my opinion maybe might be biased. Or, start doing something locally. If there's an environmental issue happening in your community, do it. Join that cause and see if you like environmental activism, because some people don't. Some people might say, oh, this isn't for me. But if you really want to get involved with the issues, look up what issue is affecting your community the most and go for it. It doesn't have to be environmental justice. It could be racial inequality. It could be gender disparities. It could be immigration issues. Whatever is affecting your community, go out there and do it, because if you don't, you're going to have regrets, and you don't want to have regrets. Even if you think your voice doesn't matter, it matters. It's a very important thing to get involved and to help your community. I think starting there would be the best option.
And is there anything that I haven't asked you during this interview that you would like people to know about?
Sure. I mean, I would just like people to know that, like I said before, and I'll say it again, is Norlite is next to public housing. We've been neighbors for 50, 60 years. And it's time for Norlite to go away. If you really support the cause, then Norlite needs to go away, and people need to start organizing in droves in order for this to happen. Because the local officials who are in the state right now, they're not doing the best. Even though they did pass a bill recently, Norlite will still be burning the 400 plus chemicals that they were burning before, which create horrible dioxins and other chemicals that should never, ever be in people's lungs, especially babies and little children. I think that's important. So fighting for the ultimate goal, even if it may seem intangible, is the right way to do things. So you can do things to the best of your ability. And I think that we really need to fight for a complete shutdown of Norlight.
Thank you so much, Joe, for interviewing with me today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, again, that was lifelong resident of Saratoga Sites, Joe Ritchie.